Oh my
Okay,
God.
so how should we start this?
How should we start this? What is an appropriate way to start something like this?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be our first one. We could be like, "Hi, we're the soup." No, that's stupid. A
Little bit.
little bit. What do
A
you
little
think?
bit. I mean, why don't we just go classic? Just, hi, I'm Valerie. You guys can call me Val, though. I'll be your favorite super loner.
Okay. See, that could work, but I don't know. Something about that just sounds off.
Okay, you go for it then.
You know what? I'll spin it. Don't worry. Don't
You
worry.
spin it. Okay, I
I'll
want to see
spin
this
it.
spin. You ready?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Valerie. You guys can call me Val. And I will be your favorite super loner. It's confirmed.
Hi. My name is Alana, and you could call me Alana. And I am the best super loner.
The best.
Despite contrary belief.
Contrary belief. That is an interesting way to
Anyways.
view it. Okay. If you're new, obviously you're gonna be new here. This is
Fuck
your
is
podcast, Jesus. But super loners, what is that? Why do we consider ourselves super loners? We're in a relationship, but why do we consider ourselves super loners?
It's almost like this like pathetic attempt to create this kind of like irony, you know? Oh, but they're loners and but they're in a relationship. Like that literally makes no sense.
Zero sense, right? How can
And
you
I'm like
be alone?
objectively speaking, yeah, you might be right about that, but I feel like it goes back to this saying. It's like I guess you can have people in your life and then what is this? It's like you're alone but not feel, what is it?
You're not alone, but you feel alone? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
Yeah.
something like that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree with that.
And it's not that like I feel alone in this relationship, yeah, whatever. But I feel like growing up, we've grew up with this identity of like a loner. Like we were both like kind of like felt like we were like the outcasts, and we were always like the weird, like quirky one that
Weird
everyone
one.
kind of just like rolled their eyes at.
Yeah, like I mean, personally, in my opinion, I felt like I was never really like a popular kid, like, you know, all everyone was like kind of friends with like those people, but I was also not like I wasn't unpopular. There were, like everyone knew who I was, for reasons of its own, but
Yeah, me too.
I never considered myself popular and I never necessarily considered myself unpopular. And everyone kind of liked me in like some way, shape, or form. Obviously, even though everyone knew who I was, I still felt alone. I never felt like there was truly anyone there for me. Even if I had like these best friends and these people I would hang out with like during school, I never like hung out with anybody outside of school. It was just unheard of unless, you know, I got invited to like a birthday party. Like no one ever invited me to the mall.
I felt like for me at least I had two different identities. And I feel like I kind of saw myself as like well known, you know, like everyone liked me. But I always had this part of me where like if I ever revealed the real self, right, everyone would be like, "Who in the hell is this person? Like who does she think she is? Like she's literally like a child. Why is she acting like this?" And in the times where I would get comfortable with my friends and kind of let that like quote unquote crack side part come out, I would just cringe so hard at myself, and like I guess I really struggled with that. No?
Yeah, I mean,
When
when you couldn't really be your true self, of course you're gonna struggle. 'Cause you're reacting to that part of yourself that you don't like, or that you think people don't like. And that in itself is essentially you just kind of hating yourself. And it's not a really nice feeling. It's not something that you want to feel every day.
No, and it's not like someone like every day is deliberately like, "You're actually weird. Like, get out of my face." The worst part is that the biggest critic was essentially myself. And I guess the most hatred I would receive would be these like hypothetical situations that I would make up in my mind. And these hypothetical situations would be stuff, like people, me thinking that these people actually think that I'm actually a weird person, and I would get, I guess, my evidence from like these like microaggressions from other people. Like, say if someone like looked at me at the wrong at looked at me the wrong way for like half a second, right? Then I would build this huge story in my head about what they actually thought of me, and then that would be the criticism I would put onto myself.
So essentially, you would overthink every small little detail that happened in life and then kind of use it against yourself at the end of the
Yeah.
day. Yeah. And I mean, I had, people I was close with, and I still thought that way. I was still like, I wonder if these people are, just being my friends because everything that I've, gone through in my past, and they're kind of like pitying me. And it took me so long to realize that some people just really wanted to be my friend. And I feel like part of me would push people away. Like, if people asked what was wrong, I would always be like, oh, yeah, I'm good, no worries. Like, I'm fine. And really, I was just not
Everyone
having a good
felt,
time.
yeah, like when, especially kids when they were younger, I don't think they really understand, or some at least, what sympathy actually is. I feel like it's just like something that they were taught by their parents. You know,
Yeah.
it's like you see someone crying on the field, and then like in their head, it's like, oh, my mom told me I should ask them if they're okay. So you walk up to them, like, hey, like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, but they're like visibly like
Visibly like upset.
sobbing and like having a breakdown. You're like, oh, okay, cool. And you like walk away.
I don't think
Like,
we
obviously.
understand what social cues were. Like, I
Yeah,
really, we had no
exactly.
idea what that was.
No, not at all.
And I think
I
that's
mean, to be fair.
why stuff happens the way it happens, because we have to learn that sh
Yeah, like, it's that has to, it's a natural process, right? Like, you're not gonna learn that overnight at like 8 years old, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like I hold any resentment to the people I had growing up, like, oh, they didn't give me enough attention or anything like that. Like, I understand that, I guess, maturity and any consideration is something that was learned, not taught, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Were you ever, like, I'm curious, were you ever one of those kids who would, like, openly express that you were insecure? Like, would you go up to people like, oh, you must hate me, or like, oh, you must think I'm, like, the annoying kid
Never.
type
I
thing? Or,
think
like,
I knew I was the annoying kid, but I was also oblivious to it at the same time. Like, okay. I had this thing with like the popular girl, I guess. Like, she was the type of girl that like all the guys would like. And I had this thing with her where she knew that I had a crush on this guy. And I knew that she had something with this guy, but the guy didn't know both of us had this thing. So, I don't remember how it happened, like, exactly, but we made, like, a truce. Like, we would go up to each other and be like, ha, truce, truce. And, like, I thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm with the popular kids. Like, oh my God, like, I'm really fitting in here. And then at the end of the year, when I signed her yearbook, I wrote truce, like, along, like, the side of the yearbook in big letters, but I spelled truce wrong, and in her graduating yearbook, I crossed out in pen the whole word, and she's like sitting there staring at me like, "What did you do?" Because I took up all that space for other people like to write. So if she looks back in that yearbook, she's gonna see me, the little annoying kid who had a crush on a guy that, meh, never gonna know I existed, writing truce in her yearbook and crossing it out because I didn't know how to spell it.
How
And
do you spell that?
I don't even know. I don't know how to spell it. I
T-R-U-C-E.
still don't know how to spell
Truce. True. It has to be T-R-U-C-E. Truce.
Trouce. That's how I spelled it, and apparently it was wrong.
Why would you add an O, bro?
What do you mean?
That's on
Truce.
you.
I don't know. How old was I? Like 13?
Okay, how do you spell truth? T-R-O-U. Truth? Truth?
Truth. Okay, truth.
Madame, must propose a truth.
Trouce is truce, but I spelled it with an O, and she pointed it out, and I scratched out the whole fucking word, and she was like,
Know what? I think it's conceptual art. You know, there's meaning behind the crossing out, you know?
I didn't realize how cringe I was until I got out of elementary school and went to high school, and I was like, oh my god.
I feel like a lot of us are like, oh my god, like 2021 me was so cringe. Like, I ain't never, never going back to that again. And like, but watch us do the same thing 2023. I feel like every single year we think our past self is cringe.
I mean, and we're our like, past selves was cringe, but babe, have you ever looked at our old Snapchat memories from when we first started dating? We were cringe. We were so cringe. It's not even like we were that couple that everyone wanted to stay away from. That's how cringe we were. Yeah. We were so bad. Do you remember when we?
That's different. That's like relationship.
No. But it's the same. Like... It's the same thing. No. Because it's the same thing. Because when we first started dating, we would do anything to spend time. Literally anything, and we sat in our own cars on my driveway, like social distancing at the start of COVID. But I have the videos. It was cute, like, but it was cringe cute. Because we were
it's like
in separate cars. Cute. We were so desperate. And I remember I have the videos and I'm like dancing in the car with like my bench jacket. Like it felt like I was suffocated by this jacket. Still does. And I would like dance with the jacket, and then I'd do the same thing to you, turn the camera to you, and you do like a little dance, and bro, we were so and then there's videos that you took of you like pretending to drive away in the car, and I go,
oh yeah,
and we're still bad, like we're still bad, like we can still be cringe. There's times I'm like, okay, bye-bye, we're gonna go bed now, bye-bye.
Okay, but that's like
it sounds higher, but it's not because we do it as a joke. But then sometimes we forget that we're not joking and we do it for real. Love you, Bubbas. Good night, sweet type, sweet dreams.
Yeah, there's been times where, like, I caught myself saying it, like, subconsciously, you know?
It's not even like we're trying to be funny.
It came a part of my vocabulary. And then I'd be like, oh my god, Bubbas, can you buy me this? And I'm like,
oh shit. Oh shit. No, like, Bubbas was for real a joke. It was a joke. And I don't know how it became this thing. Well, now we say it unironically. Same with like schnookums or like snuggle muffin. Okay, snuggle muffin was a nickname for a while that stuck around, and it wasn't just a joke. We are still cringe. We are still cringe, and I can't get over that. We are just matured versions of our younger self, and we are weird, and we are cringe, and we are made for each other. That's it. That's my case. Good night.
But I think we're continuously, like, in this paradox where we think our past selves are cringe, and then our future selves would think our present selves are cringe. So our future self, like, it's this continuous cycle. Like, you can't be mad at the process. Like,
it's like we get a year older. Like, oh my god, my younger self. Oh my,
like,
I'm a
like
fetus.
You're not a guru after a year. Like, you're not like you don't know the ebbs and flows of like life, and you're ready to take on. Like the world, like it doesn't work like that, and like you can't be mad at yourself for thinking that your past self was cringe. It's part of life, like bro. Like
you're I think gonna my be cringe. Yesterday self was cringe. Like looking back at yesterday, I'm like, oh damn, I did that.
That's a different type of cringe. Like that's more like overthinking social anxiety.
Still cringe. Like, still cringe.
When we were talking about memories and looking back into our Snap memories and finding that our cringe selves were just excruciating to watch now, I feel like, though, sometimes when I watch my younger self, my heart kind of breaks a little because that was, even though I was very socially anxious, I was a lot less self-conscious of myself. And I was a lot more innocent, and it was, and then just to see myself now, right? It's like, you know, like as you grow or as you mature, whatever, or the more socially conscious you get, the list just gets bigger and bigger, more things you have to worry about. So I guess when you were younger, that criticism would be like, I don't know, maybe like one voice or maybe two about like, I don't know, what lunch you ought to bring. And then now, like 10, 5, 10 years later, the whole auditorium of people just like telling you what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is maturing though. That is growing up. It's where you have so much more responsibility to deal with, and you have so many more things in your life that truthfully, you're gonna have more things that you're gonna be self-conscious about. It's the same idea as, I guess, like, when you're growing up. When you're like a certain age, like maybe 5 or 6, you don't have any like chores. I know for me, when I was growing up, I didn't have any chores when I was younger,
Oh,
like none.
I had a few chores.
But as I got older, it's when I had more chores.
Yeah, I
So
get that.
for me, the way I see it is as you grow up, the more things you have to do, the more responsibilities you have, the more voices that are gonna be there.
I feel like though, yeah, I guess responsibility grows with you with time or whatever. But I feel like it's not responsibility I'm necessarily talking about. It's more of that self critique that you have in your head, like they just multiply, and it's not like telling you like, oh, taxes or like do the laundry, or it's like at this point it's like, oh, you're standing weird, or like that's not how you should be standing, or you're talking in a weird voice, like you sound so nasal, like it's like more of like this like unrelenting voice telling you everything that you're doing wrong and nothing of what you're doing right. And I'm saying like as you grow, that guy out there, I don't know, fucking freaking
Freaking.
like he like becomes like this like huge monster, or like there's like a billion of them now. But
Yeah.
I get like I feel like though responsibility and criticism, they also sometimes go hand in hand. Like the more responsibilities you have, the more I guess susceptible you are to have more of those voices of critique. Like say, I don't know, like say now that you have to go to work, oh, you're not doing your job properly. Like look at how everyone else is doing that. You're like you're not, yeah, right?
It adds like five different voices in your head. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, same with like in elementary school. You had less people to worry about. You knew exactly who was in your class. You knew all these people from, let's just say, JK to grade 8. For 10 years, you've known the same people. And then you go to high school. And that can
Yeah.
kind of change a bit too, because you meet new people who didn't go to your elementary school. So then you have more people to worry about and how they think of you. And then university. The chances of you going to university with someone you already know, slim to none. So you walk into that auditorium. Mind you, I've never been in one. You walk into that auditorium, you sit down, you look around with all the seats filled, pre-COVID. And it's people you've never seen in your life before, and they're raising their hand, they're answering questions, they're involved, and I sit there and I'm like,
Yeah, like they're taking notes. They actually know what they're writing down. I'm like, here, like, two?
Two? No, like, I mean, that's the same as, like, for example, like, there's so many classes that I take that I don't like. Like, I have, like, a media history class right now. I'm supposed to be doing a project for it right now. Bro, I don't know what I'm doing for it. It's due tomorrow. I basically am just reading articles and summarizing them at this point, and everyone's, like, so involved. They're like, I'm into this topic and this topic, and this is my reasoning. I think this is really, and it's not, like, a simple topic. And then,
Oh,
like, same with,
it's
like,
like
radio
I'm
features, bro.
interested in activism and like changing the world, with
Where
my
do these people
single like
come from?
750 word essay. Like I'm gonna get politicians to read this shit. Like
Bro, like I, you know what? I applaud them for at least putting their standards to like a certain degree where they're like, oh yeah, I'm on top of the world. I think that we need to give ourselves a lot more credit than we actually do. The amount of
Yeah.
shit that we put ourselves through, it's so unfair to be so cruel to ourselves.
Actually, it's funny that you say that because like now that we're doing like Zoom classes, right? And there's all these people, like I never open up my mic, so I don't worry about like talking in front of the class, but I am petrified of those icebreakers. 'Cause that is the only chance you get to advocate for yourself and to tell you the class like who you are, bro. No, I don't know, man. Like what am I gonna say?
I mean, for me, when I go into breakout rooms and have those conversations, totally fine. I know for a fact when I go back in person, I will not be the same person that I am in those breakout rooms in person. I guarantee it because
I wish
I'm hiding.
Sorry, I
I'm hiding behind a screen. And even when we had our cameras on for one of my group projects, I was being so quirky and I was being a person and I was saying all this stuff and I was doing all these things that I normally wouldn't do in person. And I was overthinking all of them, but for some reason it wasn't as bad as if we were in person, if that makes any sense. But it was still there.
Like, as like blatantly obvious as this may seem, but like I feel like our environment and how comfortable we are really, I guess, emulates how we are, how we're gonna portray ourselves. I mean, like, say if you're placed in something where like you're like literally like scared shitless, like common sense, you're gonna act like you're gonna be reserved. You're not gonna say shit. You're gonna be so conscious of what other people say. You know what? Sorry, I'm like going off on a tangent here, but it's like that funny thing. It's like where like you. I feel like me growing up though. I know I'm going off topic. Whatever. But I'm saying, growing up, I felt so self-conscious around the popular kids. But then, if you brought me with someone who was maybe not as, I guess, socially like popular, like I would be more comfortable and I would speak out. And I feel like the same thing goes with breakout rooms. You know, if you're with people who are easy to talk to, you're gonna open yourself up. Like it's very hard for a lot of people nowadays to open themselves up in front of people who are like you're talking to like profile pics and muted, and like they don't say one thing. Like you're not gonna like get up there and be like, "Hey guys, like this is me."
I mean, I feel that so much because I remember when I got in the very first group project I had for uni, it was the four of us. Hopefully, I don't know if they're here, if they're watching, if they're interested in Spirit Live and you hear this, I love you guys. I really do. You guys were my first group project in university and you guys were great and above my expectations that I ever thought could happen. Anyway, their names were Natalie, Kirby, and Marcus. And I remember as soon as we got in the breakout room, I'm pretty sure Kirby was the first one to turn his camera on and he was so outgoing and I was like intimidated by him. I'm like, how the hell is this guy doing that? Like, and then, you know, at the same time, he also made me feel so comfortable to speak because he kind of set the bar so high that if I dipped just a little bit lower, I didn't feel like he would judge me. And like, as soon as he turned his camera on, Marcus turned his camera on, Natalie, and then I turned my camera on and we all started speaking. And then this kind of anxiety goes away because everyone else in the room is so comfortable with making a fool of themselves that you can too, almost. Like, there was a point where we would have calls to do our projects, and I was at work for one of them. And I remember, you know, sitting at the door, checking everyone's vaccine passports, and being on this call. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I want to show them the fall I had at work. I want to show them. I don't know what possessed me. I sent the video of me wiping out in the group chat. This is like the second or third meeting with these guys. Mm-hmm. And I let it all out. And I was like,
it's like when you know, right? Like,
yeah.
When you meet those types of people where you don't really need to force anything. I feel like that's so rare, but it's such a gift, bro. Like, everything just flows so naturally. So, like, I get that.
Yeah. And I mean, even though, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but Kirby had such this infectious personality that we still, like, we don't talk outside of class, but we literally had some very similar work projects, like school projects that we completed. And as soon as I saw his and it reminded me of mine, I messaged in the chat right away, LOL, Kirby, why do we always do the same things? This is so funny. And he responded and he verbally said something in class and I was like, so, like, I'm not the only one that...
Pick up Kirby.
Kirby. And then even Natalie. It was so good. In one of the other classes, she reached out to me to be her partner. And I'm like, I'm making friends. Like, it's not somebody that I'm going to see every single day. And it's not somebody that I'm planning on being besties with, right? But it's just that little bit of human interaction that makes everything kind of feel a little, like, more normal, I guess. Because even with COVID, everything feels so strange. And when you finally have people that, give you some sort of like attention, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I find
It's
like
good.
those like rare like experiences like meeting friends in like a tutorial group or anything. It's like those times where say you'd go to the community center for like a first aid session. I don't know if I can communicate this clearly, but it's like say like it's those weird things you have to get like certified for, and like you're in a class with a bunch of people you don't know, like 20 or so, and it could go like one or two either ways. Like one, like everyone just stays quiet to themselves, like eats lunch by themselves. Or two, like everyone is like friends with each other, and like everyone like does all this shit together, and it's like actually so fun. And you like meet like so many new friends over a weekend. I don't know, like okay, so like for me, like say I had to do lifeguarding courses or whatever, and so I had to do a lot of these certifications over the weekends, and then there'd be some where like I wouldn't talk to anyone, like I'd be scared because everyone was just silent. But then I remember one for my, it was for my NLS course. There was this one girl, she was so like open. Her name's Emma. She was so open, and she was like, she had like the best energy. And then by the end, we were like, there was like a, we made like a friend group of like five. And we're like, this was like back in like 2019. We were making TikToks, and like, we were like ordering like bubble tea. And like, I still talk to her to this day.
Damn,
And
I didn't even know
I've
that.
only. Yeah, and I've only met like known her in person for like 6 days, but that just goes to show like how like people's energies, or like that one like opening person with like the right amount of energy can just make such a huge difference. And I think it's like even now with like online school, like that's same with like say Kirby, who's like turning on his camera and doing all that shit. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could be that kind of person for other people too. Like, I wish I can have that radiating energy where everyone's like, ah, I like you. Yeah, I'm gonna be friends with you. And unfortunately, it's not gonna be the same with
No,
every
because
single person you meet.
there's always that voice and be like, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're so out of pocket right now. And sometimes there's people who are not gonna respond positively to that, to like opening your camera, and like they're not gonna do anything. They're just gonna be dry. And that is the type of rejection I cannot handle.
No,
And
I don't
if
want to
I'm just
deal
like
with that.
opening my camera all like wide-eyed and like giggling, like no one else is like matching my energy, I'm a cry, bro. I'm a
I'm gonna be
turn
bawling for
off my
real.
camera, mute my mic, go into a ball and cry myself
Just
to
go into a
sleep.
ball and cry. I mean,
Yeah.
like, I got very unlucky when I had to do first aid because I was in a room with like all like 20 something and up, like going all the way up to like 40, 50 age. That's age.
Ooh.
So these were all people that were older than me. They were all redoing their certification. So majority of them were already knew all the information. They just had to re like get the certified as like certificate again and whatever. And I'm just sitting there, doing my chest compressions and like my bracelet kept fucking getting stuck on my hand. And the amount of imprints I had in my
No.
hand, oh my God, it was so bad.
You gotta keep going.
I just
Like,
gotta
I
keep
can't stop. I'll look too weird.
going. No, but like everyone was older than me. And as cool as some of them were, like they're not someone you're gonna vibe with. I don't know, man. I mean, all I can say is I could tell I was a super loner when I was like a youngling. I knew that I was gonna be different. I knew I was gonna be weird. And honestly, I don't have a problem with it. Because
I don't.
even though some days are the downs and some days are the up, I am happy with how I am now. And I am happy to have at least one person in my life that I can say is gonna be there for a really long time. Hopefully for
You know what?
forever, baby.
We call ourselves super loners, yet, we have friends.
I know. As much as we have people there for us, and as much as we have all these friends, when they're not there, when they're not talking to us constantly, or they're not asking us to do stuff, we're technically alone. Yes, we have friends, but if I were to throw a party right now, I guarantee you five people would show up.
No, bro, that's generous. That is generous.
Oh my God.
I think though, I'm changing my chair because my back hurts. I think,
Gay.
I don't know. Do I think? I don't think much, so
You
I don't really
don't
think.
think much.
But no. But I feel like though with what you said about, you know, when people don't call us, I'd say I go even one step further, and sometimes in calls I still feel alone. Oh my God, I'm so like emo. But it's like, especially with quarantine and COVID and stuff, we ended up meeting these new people. And as great as they are, they have their real life friends set out, and too much of their knowledge that we're just people they met on the internet. Like, sure, it's a cute origin story, but it's really hard getting close to people that you've never really met face to face.
I mean, technically we have.
Like twice, bro, twice.
No, more than
And
twice. We what?
it's not
No,
even like
okay.
the people, like the friends we have now. Like, they're amazing people. Like, I'm not saying it's about them, but like even in my past friend groups, like I'd have a stable friend group, and yet I'd still feel underappreciated.
Yeah. I mean,
And
that's
I'm
how you know
not
you got
expecting.
bad friends. Okay, next.
No, but it's not even that. It's not. I'm not expecting like gift giving Fridays. You know, someone just t goes up and tells me how much I lo like they love me. But
That's what you got me for.
yeah, but I feel like, yeah, true. But I've sometimes, whether I like it or not, I carry this like prolonged sense of loneliness, and no matter how hard I try, like never gonna fit in. I'm like, as actually, you know, recently maybe I'm like thinking to myself, maybe I was never meant to fit in. Oh my God, I felt sound like a Tumblr
Honestly,
poster.
though,
So sad.
that
Like, what
is
the fuck?
bars. Bars. Maybe we were never truly meant to fit in maybe it's as bars, you know? Maybe it's true. We're not supposed to, you know, we're not meant to fit in. That's just how the cookie
But
crumbles.
as much as I like, you know, that's the reality I might have to accept, it also hurts seeing other people fit in so easily. Yes, to much of my knowledge, they look like they're fitting in, and you know, I'm jealous that, you know, they have just so much chemistry with all their other friends, and I just seem to not have the same. It hurts sometimes, bro.
I mean,
And like, but
yeah,
that's life.
I think that's why social media is such a dangerous place.
Oh my God, don't even get me started
No,
on
because
social media,
even
bro.
when it comes to like our relationship, I see all these perfect couples and they share all the perfect parts of their relationship. And then I'm here like, why doesn't mine not look like that all the time? Am I doing something wrong? And that's
Like,
why I need to delete TikTok because that is, it's so, I don't care, you need to. Anyway, that's a different discussion for another time. But it's just so toxic. Especially when I get
it
on, like, I'm in a bad mood already, and
and then you get
I get on that
something
side
all
of TikTok, and I'm like, oh,
yeah like
god
you
damn it,
something pops up
man.
on your For You page, like, oh, like I don't know, some shit about like, oh, like I'm always gonna be alone, like there's so much pain, I don't know, anything that just affirms whatever negative feelings you have, it just makes it worse.
Or like
I don't know
breakup
how to explain.
TikToks, bro. I don't want to see that. I don't. Why is that on my For You page? I don't give a f. I'm not breaking up with my girlfriend anytime soon, so you're gonna need to make that go way, way before my
Bro,
brain
though,
goes cray cray.
the funniest thing though is it's when I see TikToks from my old friend group, and it stings. As much as I like, I've
Ugh.
moved on. I think I've moved on to
No,
something
you
similar.
have it. Anyway, you.
Hey, let me. I'll get to that in a second. It stings seeing the people you once friends with just all happy together, you know? Like nothing has ever changed since I left. And I know it's not that deep, because it has been a long time, but a little part of me is always like, yeah, you were the problem. Leaving that friend group made them more happier. And they just seem so, I guess, in line with each other. They do seem like a really good friend group, and I'm happy. I see that face, okay? I'm trying to tell you
I
how I'm feeling
know,
right
I
now. But I'm
know.
saying,
At the end of the day, there's a reason why we started this podcast, and there's a reason why it's literally true. The name represents us so much, and that's the ironic
feel like
part
it
about it.
represents a lot of people.
Exactly. And I mean, that's why this is here, because a lot of people feel like they're alone, and super alone, when they have all these people around them. And I feel like this
Raw,
podcast is.
intimate, emotional, anything. Anyways.
And I think this podcast is really gonna give people who are lonely and feel the same way we do that safe space and people they can relate to. And I know that everyone's gonna relate to me more. I get it. I'm the better half. I
Okay, hold
know.
up. Hold up. I have better bars than you, so shut the
You
f
do have
shut
better
up.
bars, but I'm just better. Thank you again for watching. And we are the Super
Bye,
Loners.
G. Love you the most.
Bye, G, my man. Okay. See ya.